Breezy 101, Imagine Dragons with It's Time. And the time is 8:15. And now it's time for Minute with the Mayor. Normally that's on Wednesdays at 7:30. But Mary had a little...
Had a conflict and
previous engagement.
That's right.
I don't think you mind coming in at 8:15.
No, it's all right.
A little bit later.
You know I'm not an early bird person.
So. Yeah, you get to sleep in just a little bit. But we did have an alderman meeting on Tuesday night, not last night. It was Tuesday night. And just one unclean property, nothing big there. And then we started with the new business of a budget amendment.
Yeah. So, you know, Tuesday night was the last meeting of the fiscal year for the city. So a lot of stuff. The first thing, we did our final budget amendment, you know, where we have to make sure all the funds come out like they're supposed to. And that's a list of things that'll be in the newspaper for anybody that's interested in seeing what those were. And then we have annually a municipal compliance questionnaire that you have to submit back to the state. So we took care of that. And then the big thing after that was not really going along with the end of the year was that cemetery software. If anybody's had a reason, and that's not always a good reason to have to come to City Hall, but if you have had a reason to acquire cemetery plots, then we keep it on a piece of paper, index card, and an old map. And so we're going to try to modernize that with some software so Jimmy Earl can access it at the cemetery and the ladies in the office and everyone there can access it on a computer. And it'll be a challenge. It's a lot of old records. And this will just be Parkway, not City. City, there's no way to really know everything you need to know about it in order to put it on record. So we're all nervously excited about that.
Yeah, sometimes new technology is fun, but like you said, you got to figure it out at some point. Next, there was approval of those bids for some forfeited weapons and property that the police department had gotten.
Right. We had a couple of bids. One, the winning bid was local for Stewart's Pawn Shop. I think the other one was out of Hattiesburg, maybe, and I forget the name of the company, but Stewart's did put a bid in to purchase all those forfeited weapons and all that seized property.
And next, there was just a couple of appointments, Planning Commission, Licensing Board, and all of that.
Yeah, glad to have Mr. Leslie Walker on the Planning Commission. Mr. Walker has built the building next to Wings and Daiquiri there on Jackson Street. So he's been involved in the community for a long time. So we're glad to have Mr. Walker and then Mr. Anthony Riley to the Licensing Board. Those two positions that they have filled have been vacant for a while. Well, the Planning Commission has. Anthony, I think, is actually taking Larry Harvey's place on the licensing board. So glad to have both of them on there.
And another new employee in the street department.
Right. This is a little jump on the new budget, but we are approving Tommy Zachary to start this Friday. We have some people budgeted for the new budget for the street, two for the street and two for solid waste. And I think this will leave us two more out of that to get. One, we're doing a little shifting to cover one of them from one of the part-time guys we hired back in the summer. So, well, I think there's two more that's still to hire there. So if you're looking, we are looking, but it would help us a lot if you have some skills to be able to operate a tractor or some type piece of equipment or something rather than just being a labor person.
Yep. And next, for 9 and 11, they kind of go together. There's a tax abatement application and then a request to relocate the hibachi food truck.
Right. I know there's probably some type of official coming, but we will have a development for the corner where the hibachi place is. I won't say who it is. I don't know if it's been a public announcement, but a permit has been pulled to build a new building facility there. And in that meantime, hibachi is relocating to Kangaroo Crossing. So they will come back and be a part of the new development there in a building, not in the trailer. So we're excited about that and excited to see that corner get some development and some action and some dirt turned over probably here pretty soon. They pulled a permit last week to start construction. It's an exciting thing for that corner, and I'm sure some kind of announcement or groundbreaking may come soon, I hope.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And another, I guess, food truck wants to go to a new location.
Right. Guy's Fish House Food Truck. Fish House Food Truck. That doesn't really sound right, but Guy's Fish was out at Roos Pool and Spa. Of course, the bank's going to be developed out there, so he's had to relocate. So Guy's asked to come downtown where the hot dog guy is on Wednesdays in order to start back up. He's kind of been off for a little while with the virus and stuff, but he said he's ready to get back at it and working in some other towns on different days. So right now the plan's on Wednesdays, but it'll be downtown where the hot dog truck is.
Yep. And after that, just an employee resignation, and then travel.
Little travel. Jordan Wallace gets to attend the Fire Academy here starting Friday. Yeah, he'll go Friday to the Fire Academy and get to be a certified firefighter. Jordan's doing a good job. We got two young guys down there, Jordan and Curtis Pope, and Curtis will go probably before too long, and they're doing a good job, and look forward to long careers for those guys with the fire department.
A minute with the mayor, Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft. That's all we had on the agenda. Of course, Mayor, we still have census going on.
Census still happening.
Yep. And still happening. Probably knocking on your doors. And
mask is still happening.
Mask until September 30th.
So put a mask on and answer your door if they come knocking.
Exactly. So that's what's happening. But yeah, that's all I had, Mayor, unless you have anything else.
Yeah. Well, still pulling for the Whippers to eke out a victory here for long.
I will go ahead and ask you this, since it's September and it's coming up and we're probably beginning.
All right, you didn't warn me to this.
Well, you know it's going to ask you about it every time. Trick-or-treating in the city of Kosciuszko. Is it going to be a thing this year? We're going to allow it? It's on a Saturday. I do know that. I do know that October 31st is on a Saturday.
I don't see us canceling it.
Okay.
Now, what will happen downtown, I'm not sure. You know how we have the
Safety parade.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the safety parade, but honestly, we haven't discussed it as a board. You know, the only time we change the timing or the date is if it falls on a Sunday. But I hate to deprive a child of something, you know, and I don't see any problem with it.
Most people stay in their own neighborhood.
If you don't want to participate, turn your lights off and don't answer your door. You know, there's ways to do this and still stay safe.
Oh, I already know what I'm doing. I'm putting all my candy in Ziploc bags.
There you go.
That's what I'm doing.
Figure it out.
I don't have that many trick-or-treaters. I've had one, maybe the 5 years I've lived
there.
That's
a good question. We probably need to get on that at that first meeting in October.
If it does happen, it'll be on Halloween, 31st.
It will be on Halloween.
Halloween will
be on Halloween.
That's the phone call we get all the time.
Every year.
Yeah. What day are we trick-or-treating?
Well, I think every year you and I have done this, we talk about it and we say the only day we change it is if it falls on Sunday.
Wow. So, but we still get phone calls.
Honestly, with everything going on, Breck, I hadn't thought about that. But I don't see, the board may see differently, but I don't see a reason to really cancel it.
Yeah, I mean, I figure most people stay in their own neighborhood these days anyway, right? Though you go to houses that you know. You don't necessarily
My neighborhood at Meadow Ridge has a large contingency of trick-or-treaters. You know, if you don't feel good about your child trick-or-treating, you just don't go. But I think some people, you know, really that's a big, I got a cousin on the coast. She lives for Halloween. So it's a big deal. I would really hate to cancel per se trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
But glad you said that. We'll have a discussion at the next board meeting about it.
All right. I hadn't got any phone calls yet, but I knew I had seen some.
Well, you will now.
Yeah, I'd seen some people wondering if we were going to.
We'll get some to cancel it, and we'll get some to have it.
Yeah, that's about how it is now in 2020.
That's it. That's right.
But, Mayor, we appreciate you for being on, and we'll talk to you in October.
Thank you.
In October.